Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed. The confidence challenge is actually over now. It's completed. I can't believe that we've had a whole month worth of content about confidence. I'm so proud of everybody who got on board and did it along with me. I hope that you learnt something new like I did. I really enjoyed creating the challenge and challenging myself to complete it. I've learnt so much about confidence now that I didn't know before. I've always struggled with confidence, and that's why I wanted to do this, because it's always on like a list of mine for every year that I want to improve my confidence. So I thought, let's actually make this a proper plan, a proper challenge, and hence why the challenge was created. And I've learned so much about what confidence actually is, and I've realized that I have more confidence in myself and in my life than I realized before. That confidence isn't this outward social confidence. It's not about being extroverted like I used to think. Confidence really is just self-trust, it's self-knowledge, it's daring to do things even when you're a bit afraid or uncomfortable, right? And all of the content that has been put up about confidence over the month will be available forever, so you can go back and check it whenever you feel unconfident. I hope that you do. I know that I will as well. It's bingeable because I've created a playlist on my YouTube channel. So that's Mindset Managed YouTube channel, so you can watch all of those together. You can also go on my site and type in confidence, and you'll find all the content about that. It all has the same image, so you'll be able to tell what's a confidence challenge post. And the same goes for the podcast. Obviously, you can listen to these whenever you want. So I'm really glad that we did this. I'm glad that you stayed along for the ride. I hope that you found it useful. I believe that confidence is something that we can train ourselves to have again and again as much as we need to, and that it's not something that you either have or you don't. It's a muscle that can be flexed. It's a practice that can be done each time. It's a choice that you can make in each moment. And like I say, there are so many more layers to what confidence is, or what can affect our confidence more than we think. So check out the content on that if you haven't already. But yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for doing the confidence challenge with me, and I'm really proud of everybody who completed it. You can go on my site and check out a checklist for the challenge if you haven't already, and a workbook for it if you haven't already, so you can do that anytime whenever you want and complete the challenge in your own time. So today I just wanted to keep it short because I have given you a lot of content over the month. I just wanted to talk about change, because now that it's September, people are going back to school or going to university. It's the change in the season, so it's coming into autumn now. Of course, the days are going to get shorter, the nights are going to get longer, it's going to be colder and it's going to be grayer. And I know for me that I have suffered with SAD, I think it's seasonal affective disorder, in the past, where you are affected by the winter months, the grayer, colder times of the year. I used to get quite depressed in those times. Every time it hit about October, I would start to feel low. So if you are like me and you used to feel that way, or you do feel that way, then you're not alone. It's very, very normal, very common, more than you think. So don't beat yourself up for it. And I think that the one way to combat it is to have this awareness of the greatness that comes with the end of the year. So if you think about it, the end of the year, the last 4 months of the year, is actually a fun time, right? We've got Halloween, you've got Christmas, you've got bonfire night, so fireworks and everything, you've got the new year. You've also got, like, you know, family gatherings. It's a time of year that you do come together with your family, whether you like them or not. You can also get together with your friends. If you're in America, you've got things like Thanksgiving. So there are a lot of things that happen at the end of the year. So if you are a bit sad about the end of summer, try and think of it as a new beginning rather than an ending. So yes, summer's ending, but you're actually going into autumn, going into winter, which is a good time of year as well. It's a bit colder and a grayer, but it's also a really fun time of year, especially if you make it fun for yourself. I see this time of year as one for hot beverages and cozy blankets and jumpers and scarves, and, you know, reading good books. Like, you can just binge through loads of books because you're not really going out as much as you used to in the summer. So that for me is perfect as an introvert, and it's my natural cozy time to just, you know, snuggle up with a blanket and read a book, to watch some Netflix series, you know, binge some films, have film marathons. Like, it's perfect. It's a great time of year. So if you are somebody who feels a bit bummed out that the seasons are changing, challenging, then try and think of the positives. Try and think of the good things that are coming with this time of year. I know for me that come October, I might be doing something new with my life. It's a personal thing that I don't want to share just yet, but there's slight changes that are happening in my life that will potentially affect my content, but I'll update you on that at a later date. Hopefully it won't impact my content, but naturally it could do, and if it does, I'll try and be here as much as possible, but not necessarily as frequently as usual, so bear in mind for that. But I wanted to think about how, you know, it's scary when things are changing, or especially when it's such a big change in your life. New beginnings can be both exciting and terrifying at the same time. But I think that those moments in life are actually the best, right? When you're scared, but you're also really excited. And as I said in the confidence challenge, those are the moments that you want to step into more frequently than not. If you are afraid to do something, but you're also excited to do it, that probably means it's a place that's going to encourage growth within you. It's going to give you a new experience. It's going to give you a new achievement, perhaps. If it's something that you are unsure of, trust that you will be okay no matter the outcome, and that if you are even a little bit excited to do it, then you definitely should, even though you're uncomfortable or unsure of what's going to happen. So for me, I am a bit apprehensive about what this new change is going to mean, how I'm going to adapt to it, but I know that all I can do is trust myself, have confidence and self-knowledge in myself, try and keep myself organized as best I can, make sure I'm prepared, and then just do my best. That's literally all I can do. If I fail, you know, at least I've done it and I know that I tried something new. If it works, then of course that's a great achievement. So thing that we have to think about, and I've said it in the confidence challenge, is that yes, new things or change or transitions or whatever can be scary, but they can bring great things along with them. And sometimes those things that we think are so bad, they're actually not that bad. Like if we fail, or if we look stupid, or if it's a bit uncomfortable, that doesn't mean it will last forever. Change is the only thing that's inevitable. Whether something's good in your life or something's bad in your life, change will always come. Things will always change. So make the most of the good times, make the most of every moment, live up the moments that you're in as best you can. And also, if you are in a time that's a bit uncomfortable or painful or anything like that, to recognize that everything changes, time heals wounds, and you will get to a better time in your life at some point, because it's naturally going to happen. So I'll leave you with this last point. If you are coming to start a new school year, or things are starting to change because you're deciding to do something new like I am, or if you are just thinking about what you can do with the last 4 months of the year because it's autumn winter time, then I would encourage you to set intentions, to set goals. Just because it's coming to the end of the year doesn't mean that it is the end of the year. You still have 4 months left, which is plenty of time to get things done, to make the last 4 months count, right? I'm not saying you should put pressure on yourself to force something to be done, but don't waste these last 4 months and just coast and say, oh, it doesn't matter, I'll start some new goals in 2020. No, you can get plenty done right now. So I think it's a good time with a new season, with a new month, to just set new intentions and set new goals. I have created my autumn's intentions, which is printing off pictures that represent autumn time, you know, pumpkins and coffee and hot chocolate and blankets, those kind of things to get me excited for the autumn time. I've also created an autumn bucket list, autumn goals, set out the months of what I'm going to do in September, October, November. It's a great way to be excited for the coming months, to not feel so down about the change in the seasons, and to know what it's going to look like for the end of the year for you. That's a great thing to do. It's a great way to keep living intentionally rather than just going with the flow, to make sure that you're making the most of the time that you have and enjoying the seasonal changes. I always will encourage this, so do it for autumn, do it for winter, do it for spring and summer next year, but make sure that you're using up this time and seeing it as a new beginning rather than a sad ending, and to appreciate that no matter what happens, change will come and go, things will be good and bad, life is full of transitions. Once you're in some place, or you are some person, the next thing you know, 6 months, 1 year later, you can be in a completely different place and feel like a completely different person, and that's okay, and you should be embracing that and loving that, to realize that you are a being that grows and changes and sheds skins over and over again. So whether you're happy in life or a bit down in life, whatever happens, embrace the time that you have, use the time to the best of your ability, live an intentional and aware life, find the confidence within yourself to trust yourself no matter where you are and what you're doing and who you are, to embrace the growth, to encourage growth, and to see the things in your life as new beginnings and not sad endings. So take care, guys, and I'll speak to you next week with another podcast episode. I'm grateful that I'm back to doing more content that's a bit more free rather than just about confidence. But thank you again for all the people that did the confidence challenge and kept up with that content. Take care, guys. Bye.